Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City of Pella Finance Director Corey Goodenow joins us on today's program to talk about the latest with the Pella City Council. Before we get to this week's council meeting, the city last week held a pair of budget sessions. I know you were with us to preview those. How did you think those went? Where do you think the city is at right now after those meetings? And what were some of the things the citizens will be excited to hear about as the budget process is approved next month?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andrew. I think the big thing that came out of those budget meetings was that council elected to maintain the current levy rate, which is the 14th straight year. I know we've talked about that before, but the 14th straight year the city's maintained the levy rate. And that's just that's great planning by the city council and just a tribute to continue to the growth that we continue to see here in Pella. One other notable item is the amount of our budget that is contributed to capital projects. We have about 25% of our total budget is contributed to capital projects. And that's a great number, and that just signifies the commitment of the council and the administration here to continue to improve Pella and make the kind of long-term investments that you seldom see in communities our size. And I think the other thing that you'll see coming up this summer is that some of the large projects include, I know we've talked about reconstruction of Oskaloosa Street. That's a great project. About $2.6 million. And then one item, the long-term water supply plan, we've talked about a number of times, and that will really get underway in fiscal year 16, which begins July 1. So we'll be approving our budget on the March 3rd meeting, and that concludes our budget process, and we'll certify that to the county auditor in the state, and then we'll begin to work on our budget amendment for the rest of this fiscal year.
Terrific. And now as we look back now to this week's meeting, it was the meeting of resolutions, if you will, and a lot of those went through. And one that people have always been curious about is progress at Boss Landing a few meetings ago, approving some of the improvements. But there's more routine maintenance that needs to be done every year. And there's some capital projects that are kind of thrown in with that as well. What's the latest with Boss Landing? What was approved this week at the meeting?
Yeah, this will be the second year that Warrior Golf will be operating Boss Landing, and as part of the agreement with Warrior Golf, the city agreed to provide certain subsidies for eligible maintenance costs for the course. The total cost this year is about $95,000, and that's been consistent with what we've seen over the last 3 years. The primary costs are chemical seed and fertilizer, and those equate to about $65,000 to $75,000 annually. And so the city council again approved the preliminary facility improvement plan, which requires Warrior Golf to submit those eligible costs for reimbursements, which are then paid out by the city upon review of city administration and city council.
What we really want to talk about is policy and planning, and there was a very extended policy and planning meeting this week, which included plenty of updates in regards to PADCO, which we'll talk to Karen Nyshen about. But more importantly, solid waste and recycling. The contract is up this year, and the city is reviewing some changes, or at least potential changes, when it comes to bidding out this contract and when it officially gets to the city council. And a reminder, policy and planning means this is the first stage. This is not the this is what's going to happen. But what are some of those ideas that were thrown out and have been thrown out the past couple of policy and planning when it comes to revising the solid waste contract?
Yeah, during the last few council meetings, staff has been conversing with council on what they expect to see in the bids in the upcoming contract. As you know, our current contract is with Midwest Sanitation, and that contract was entered into on August 1st in 2009, and so we'll be re-entering into a new contract on August 1st of 2015 this year. And so we're just starting the preliminary phases on what is expected in the new contract, any changes. And I think council has indicated satisfaction with the way that the solid waste collection is currently being handled. And the primary request was a move to single stream recycling. And if listeners aren't aware, single stream recycling typically utilizes a single container in which all eligible materials are placed. That includes all the materials that are currently being collected with our smaller totes. The recommendation from staff was the utilization of a 95-gallon bin, so it was typically our large collection solid waste bin, and that would be collected typically once a week. And as I said, we'd continue to collect all of the current materials, the plastics, the cardboards, newspaper, those type of materials. But instead of utilizing our smaller bins, we'd hopefully encourage citizens to single stream, hopefully encourages participants to utilize recycling more and include more of the materials, and which will be in a similar size container to the large garbage container.
That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KMIA and KRLS.